Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for calling us into the fold of our Lord's sheep by giving us faith in him as our Savior. We pray that you would give us ears to listen to his word and hearts that truly desire to follow him, knowing of the wonderful path he's leading us upon to our everlasting home in heaven. Strengthen us in this faith tonight. We ask it all in his saving name. Amen. Your fellow redeemed who've been purchased and bought back to God by the suffering, death, and resurrection of his only Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text before us is that I read earlier, and I'll just read the last few verses again. Jesus answered, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Voice recognition is a kind of fascinating thing. It's something that just takes place inside of our ears and minds without any thought really on our part. If I were to bring your mom in here tonight, I hope you have a good relationship with your mom, but if I were to bring your mom in here tonight and have her simply call out your name while you close your eyes, everyone in here could recognize your mother's voice. And I hope that you would attach to that all of the good and wonderful things that your mother has meant to you in your life. And you were listening to your mom's voice even before you were born. Studies have shown that in utero, a child in the womb is already able to recognize the mother's voice. In fact, studies have been done that have shown that a child recognizes a mother's voice even when he or she is the firstborn child from that woman. And the grandmother's voice, who's maybe raised 10 children already, is not as recognized to that little infant child. It's interesting that our brains and our ears take this audible sound that goes inside of us, and probably before we even think about it, we attach so much to it, and we just recognize something, and it sometimes can even bring a rush of emotion inside of us. So again, hopefully the voice of your mother has been one that is comforting. If you've been blessed with a nice Christian mother like I was, someone who was very self-sacrificing for you and so on. Even though, if you were like me, didn't always want to follow her directions and didn't always want to hear her voice at certain times, I did know that her speaking to me was always coming from love. So there were times when my mom would talk to me and I didn't want to listen. Maybe when she'd call me in at night and the other kids were allowed to stay out playing. But as I grew older and more mature, I started to realize that my mother's voice always had my best interest. I found out from one of my aunts, in fact, that when I was in my mother's womb, that my mother nearly died trying to make sure that I would be born into this world. It's hard to think of somebody that would have been more dedicated to me in my life. So, in hindsight, looking back, why in the world, if I knew someone had that kind of love for me, why in the world would I ever have questioned her directives for me? Now, the other worshipers who are here tonight would probably not be able to recognize your mom's voice unless they know your mother for some other reason, but they would not attach to it the types of emotional response that it would work out in you. It's interesting that Jesus uses this voice recognition issue to teach us some things about himself and those who belong to his fold of sheep, and then those again who do not. The shepherd is the one who creates the magnet inside of the sheep to recognize the voice and to see it as a voice that is one of care and love. In the same way that your mother is the one who created, if you will, the magnet in you for you to recognize her voice and to attach to that, hopefully, good thoughts and so on. So Jesus uses this simple picture from nature. It's even shown in a shepherd's relationship to the sheep to distinguish those who believe in him from those who do not. In fact, this voice recognition is really ultimately the distinguishing factor between those who follow Christ and those who do not follow Christ. Look at what Jesus says to the Jews who come to question him as to whether or not he's the Messiah. "You do not believe," Jesus says, "because you are not of my sheep." The sheep would recognize the voice, and those who are not of his flock do not recognize the voice. It's as simple as that. He said to his followers and says to his followers, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And there are times and places in Jesus' ministry when he's speaking to a group of people, and many of whom are probably listening to him in unbelief and rejecting him, and yet there will be one that suddenly comes out of that crowd. We think of Zacchaeus that invites him to his house. We think about Nicodemus, who is afraid to even come to him during the day but comes to him at night because he knows what the type of rejection that there is among others. Mary Magdalene, who even comes and weeps at Jesus' feet and so on. Jesus knows his sheep, and he is the one who creates in them this magnetic love and appreciation for the voice when he speaks to us. So why do we, his sheep, listen to him? Well, we immediately attach it to all the wonderful blessings and benefits that he's done for us. This voice that we're listening to through God's word, when our Lord is speaking to us, we attach all of the wonderful things of the gospel to it. We think about how he permitted God the Father to pour out all of his anger and justice on him instead of you, made him feel hell, and he was willing to do that for you and for me so that we could have our sins forgiven. We recognize him as the one that created the perfect holy record we're going to need to get into heaven, the one that has claimed us as his children, the one who, while he was on the cross, cried out for you and me, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me?" So in our hearts, God has created this voice recognition for our Lord Jesus because of all the wonderful gifts and benefits that he has done for us. He's laid down his life for us. He's forgiven you. He has made you a holy saint in the eyes of God. And he's opened up the doors of paradise for you in your future. And because of all of that, and because we know the depth that the Good Shepherd has taken on himself in order to make sure we would enjoy heaven someday, we now know that this voice can be trusted, and that whatever his decision is for us, whatever his word says to us, is always going to be in our best interest, even if we at the moment seem to disagree with it. Even if we at the time maybe convince ourselves we'd be wiser to follow a different voice. But in true faith, when we come back to recognizing his voice, we realize that even the things he says to us that maybe others try to convince us are for our harm are always there for our benefit and for our good. When I think back on my relationship with my mom, I really honestly can't think of a single thing that she ever said to me that was not for my good. I argued with her, yes, I did. And I sometimes didn't want to follow what she said. But I can't think of a single thing that she said to me that would have ended up hurting me. Now, there are challenges for us when it comes to following the voice of Christ. First of all, it's not exactly real exciting. It's not like the most glamorous, exciting thing to be one of his followers in this world. In fact, sometimes we can get put down and kind of beaten down by the world for listening to his voice. It's also totally out of step with our society, and that's happening more and more. Your generation is seeing that far more than mine did. And that's a very challenging thing. And when we find ourselves so out of step with what society thinks, sometimes that may make us kind of question ourselves even more. I'll just say this on behalf of my generation. we love to see those of you that really listen to and want to follow the voice of the Good Shepherd, even if that number has shrunk from when I was your age. Man, do we appreciate that. You talk to the older folks in churches, And when they see you come and sit at the feet of your Savior and take his sacrament, that just warms their hearts. And I hope and pray someday your children and grandchildren will give you that same sense as well. But sometimes one of the reasons it's hard to follow the voice of our Good Shepherd is it doesn't always tell us what we at the moment want to hear. We do understand it's always for our best interest, but maybe right at the moment it isn't what we want to hear. And sometimes it's not hearing a Bible passage, it's just the fact that in our memory and in our hearts we know what Christ would say to us, and that recollection, that recalling of what his voice would be saying, maybe when we're tempted to a particular sin or something, even that is his voice speaking to us. And sometimes he has to call us away from some pretty dangerous areas. Sometimes, just like sheep having to be pulled away from some dangerous cliffs and rocks. But even the call to repentance, even that call to your heart and mine, when it isn't what we want to hear right at the time, recognize it's always going to be for our good. And he's always calling us back to his gracious care. Not to abuse us, not to make fun of us or belittle us for our sin, not to hammer us down with his law. His goal is always to take the hook of the staff of his shepherd's staff and pull you and me back away from something that might be dangerous for us in order to keep us in his care, in order to keep us in a position where we will be blessed and benefited by him. So what a gift it is that God has created in you and me, this magnet in us that loves the voice of the Good Shepherd. But his voice is not only there helping you for the life that is to come, but even to benefit you for the life that you are living right now. I've had some opportunities to bring the voice of Christ through his word to people on their deathbeds many times. And I know there was one lady years ago, her name was Betty, and she became a Christian the last 2 months of her life. And she was probably in her 70s, mid-70s at the time. But boy, did she come to love Jesus' word. And every time I would go see her, she was dying of cancer. One of my members told me about her, and I went to see her in the hospital. But they sent her home, and there was nothing they could do for her. And I would go see her a couple times a week. And every time I went, she would always say, "Please read John 14 to me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." And I always thought how amazing that here she had lived a pretty rough life all the way up into her 70s and had no desire for God, and yet the Holy Spirit worked on her heart, brought her to faith, and how much she just loved to hear that beautiful, simple promise from her Lord and Savior. And God says to you as well, blessed are those, both in this life and the life to come, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.